welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. Don't forget, 10 o'clock tonight, we have a very special Name That Tune with songs the entire hour from Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah, we're already fielding calls from people asking why I'm not competing. And, of course, I am the undisputed king.
Aren't you still sore from last night?
No, I had a bad night, but that can happen to anybody. I reign, though my reign continues, and the calls are coming in. Well, isn't Whitman going to compete? Whitman going to compete? The answer is no, I'm not, because these two competitors, really tough competitors, Randy Wang and Jerry Wischofsky, are Weird Al experts. I am not, Tim. Like last night, I'm not a Michael Jackson expert. But I was
'80s music expert.
I was set up by this crew, and
then you wanted a rematch, and you got hammered by Randy.
I certainly wouldn't let that happen again. And to have tonight the opportunity to watch the competition instead of being a fierce competitor is going to be a turn of
perfect.
Yeah, it's going to be a turn of events for me. But I look forward to it.
Bam. All right, gang, this in from India. Just weeks after the Indian capital's deputy mayor toppled to his death fighting off a pack of monkeys.
What?
The animals are back on the attack, sparking fresh concerns. One woman was seriously hurt, and two dozen others were given first aid after monkeys rampaged through the neighborhood in East Delhi over the weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
Folks, if you look at your calendar, this is 2007, and the capital of India has a wild monkey problem. How the Christ does this happen?
Yeah, well, that's, I didn't think of monkeys to be particularly vicious animals.
They get crazy, the monkeys. There are about three or four monkeys involved. They haven't identified the exact monkeys involved.
Right.
But the deputy mayor was toppled to death by monkeys.
How many?
I think there are three or four major monkeys, like big monkeys that are going around creating havoc.
Well, look, they're running around, and those long arms, and look, they pack a real wallop.
And they do what they want.
Oh, who's going to stop these monkeys? You're not going to stop them, and they rampage through the streets, and this is what they do.
Wildlife officials are trying to find them. As police, we're not experts in dealing with monkeys.
I would think, when you think of a monkey, you think of the two big, arms or legs in the front.
These are smaller monkeys.
They really swing them around.
Yeah.
I mean, if that caught you in the face, I mean, that probably would hurt.
But how backwards is a country where the capital is having a major monkey problem?
Yeah, it's unheard of. I mean, I haven't heard of that.
I mean, if you went to Washington D.C. and you saw that, maybe a senator or a congressman was wiped out by a monkey,
right?
And there's a radical monkey problem.
Yeah,
that would affect the mentality of everybody living in this country.
Sure.
That Washington, D.C. has a major monkey problem.
I think the people would stand up. I mean, ultimately, the people would fight back if they saw that there was a wild, a wild band of, rampaging monkeys,
Well, in this country, they'd shoot them. They'd just kill them.
Well, I would think so. At the point that they're attacking human beings and, literally, bringing them down. I mean, literally down. They bring you down and they kill you.
Listen to this. Along with the estimated 35,000 sacred cows and buffaloes that roam free in the capital, monkeys.
That's also a problem, I think.
Have been long-standing pests as well. So in the capital of India, let me get this straight. And again, this is the capital of India. They've got a billion people, or 800 or 900 million people.
A very large population.
And in the capital, they have 35,000 cows, buffaloes, and now they've got a monkey problem. Doesn't it seem like the animals are starting to take over in India?
Well, literally, that's what happened. I mean, literally.
But what does that say about the society? That they let monkeys and cattle and buffalo just roam the streets.
You know,
These are not anybody's buffalo or cows. They're just cruising. They're cruising cows and cruising buffaloes.
Yeah, you know, I've said before, and I think it's worth repeating now.
The whole country is like a lion country safari.
Well, local government, it's really, really important who you vote for those local offices. Some people think those elections don't matter. You know, they just well, you care about the presidential election.
Right.
But that, like, local councilman, that assemblywoman, I mean, right there kind of in your community, you really got to turn to that person, you know.
And say, what are you going to do about these monkeys?
Well, for a local issue. I mean, this is clearly a local problem. You know, you turn to law enforcement or to local government and say, come on.
You know, monkeys.
Your hands are not tied. I mean, four monkeys literally just brought a guy down. I mean, in the street.
Yeah, listen to this. They said trouble boiled over in late October when the city's deputy mayor, the number two guy in the city, Soinder Sai Bajwa.
Mm. Yeah,
I talked to that guy. I called Capital One today. I think I talked to that guy's...
was he on the line?
Brother.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's 52. Fell to his death driving away monkeys from his home. Listen to what happened to this guy.
With Giuliani, this wouldn't happen.
No. Giuliani would get these monkeys in a headlock. Here it is. He was on his balcony reading a newspaper when four monkeys appeared, his family said. He waved a stick to scare them away, tumbled over the edge, and died in the hospital from head injuries.
Oh, my gosh. That's never not a way to go. Hey, by the way, if
now when you go to that guy's funeral, don't you have to like nudge the people there? Isn't there some humor in that funeral? The monkeys wiped the guy out, or is it really sad?
Jerry, please.
Jerry, the guy's dead.
I think that
monkeys killed him.
I think ultimately, one would have to question the judgment of someone on the patio. Reading the newspaper, that's fine.
Listen to this.
But then when they encounter you, you know, to shake a stick at them,
right?
To agitate, I would just go in the house with the newspaper. That's what I did when I lived in Glendale, and I had the deer.
Get away from the monkeys?
No. I had a deer in my backyard, with large antlers, a huge.
Is that right?
Yes. And I was afraid. Oh. I was afraid to go out through the door because I thought for sure. This thing is going to, you know, like on America's Funniest Home Videos or something, it's going to buck and, you know, it's going to get me caught up in those antlers and
you
don't want to be there.
Listen to this. Here's another quote. I was talking to someone at my door at around 11 p.m. when a monkey appeared, said Nasima, who goes by one
Naxima?
Name. She goes by one name, Nasima, N-A-S-E-E-M-A, Nasima. She told the Times of India, as I moved inside, the monkey followed and sank his teeth into my baby's leg.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
Jerry.
What do you think that of the New Delhi...
Jerry, please.
Is yeah, the estimates of Delhi's monkey population.
How many are there?
Yeah.
Well, you said there were something like 35,000 cows.
Right. But there are four major monkeys that are making everybody's life a living hell.
I mean, four different species?
No, four monkeys.
Oh.
But 10 to 20,000 monkeys.
Are you kidding?
They have 10 to 20,000 monkeys roaming the city, making everybody's life a living hell.
Yeah, it's weird about the story.
It's 2007. Can't those goddamn people in India get together?
Well, what's amazing about the story is that in all of these scenarios, as it's reported, the monkeys just appear.
Yes. Yeah.
They just pop up.
They're sacred over there.
Right. They boom. You
like
know.
The buffalo and the cows.
Right. Turn around, and there he is.
Jesus Christ.
Wasn't there a second ago, but.
Now, see, that's what happens in a country where animal activists are actually in charge and have more control than they should have. If they made monkeys and cows and buffalo sacred in the United States and they roamed the streets, people would not come to this country to visit. I wouldn't go to India or New Delhi to visit with the current monkey problem going on.
Well, I mean, you know,
I'd like to go see that chick who was born with four legs and four arms, though. You see that in the news?
Eight limbs?
Yeah, she has eight different limbs. She has four legs and four arms.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen that.
Can you imagine how convenient that would be, though? It would cut your shopping in half. Tough to get clothes.
Yeah, you know what? I think that's too much, though.
You could play. You could play. You could actually type on two computers at the same time. You could be on two different internets.
I mean, you could literally be a one man band. I mean, you could, you get a lot going.
You can smoke and be a one man band, but you could also play two hands of poker in Vegas.
Yeah,
you could be at a table of eight, and you're two of the seats.
Yeah, well, couldn't you almost have your own table?
Would they charge you extra for shoes if you bought four shoes? And you need, what, three lefts and a right? Two rights?
No, I think that...
Four rights?
No. So it's four and four?
Four hands, four arms.
Yeah.
I mean, four arms.
Four legs.
Four hands, four legs, four feet.
Yeah, so you need four... You just would buy two pair. Like if you like...
They charge you for two pair.
I think you'd have to buy two pair. I mean,
but wouldn't you bitch and complain? Hey, my daughter is just one person. Why are you charging her twice for shoes?
You know what? I don't think you would, because imagine for a moment. If you had four arms and you had four legs, you would zip around town. I mean, you'd really get around fast.
You would be, I mean, you could ride a tandem bicycle in the Tour de France by yourself and kick ass.
Lance who?
Right. I think there's an advantage to four legs and four arms. Yeah, they always think, you know, everyone always says, oh, it's such a negative.
It's quick.
Nobody looks at the positive side of it.
Speedy. I mean, you really could move. I mean, imagine how fast you could move. I mean, really, if you had four legs.
Right. And how you know, you could be like a great running back because you could make like sharp moves and duke the other guys with those other legs.
Yeah, I think you'd be disqualified from any competition, though. I mean, that would be like an unfair advantage, don't you think?
I don't know. Why not? I mean, you're a human being. Why wouldn't they let you in?
Yeah, but I think, like, you know, like if you drafted that guy.
Is a woman.
Yeah, I don't think it would be allowed in competition because, again, you'd have a very unfair advantage.
Jerry, please. He said, if he wrote on the screen here, she has four legs. Does that mean she has two?
Oh, Jerry.
Jesus Christ. Come on. She's like weeks old, Jerry.
Come on, Jerry.
That's a legit question.
What?
It's a legit question.
No, it's not. Oh. She could have... Think about the possibilities if she grew up and she turned 18. I mean, the craziness that would go on. Like, she could have her own... She could be her own swingers club. She could be like... She could entertain a lot of dudes.
Yeah, she'd be popular. I mean, she would, you know, she wouldn't be home.
I don't know if she'd be popular.
Well, I'm sure she, I mean, look, there's, you know, I've learned that there's a market for everything. On Saturday night, she wouldn't be home.
You know what she probably could do, though? She probably finishes dinner before everybody.
Absolutely.
You know, two knives, two forks.
Where'd it go? Really
keeps spinning.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't you keep your eye on her at Thanksgiving dinner?
Well, you'd choose.
Wouldn't you want to sit across from her?
No, she'd carve the turkey, though. I mean, because
she'd carve both turkeys
real fast. I mean,
she'd carve the turkey while she's serving potatoes. But wouldn't you keep an eye on her at Thanksgiving?
Absolutely.
Wouldn't you want to sit right across from her
with the four legs and four arms going?
Right.
There'd just be food in every direction.
She could play footsie with four friends, with four people.
Yeah, it's a...
Think of the possibility.
Well, it's not all bad. I mean...
I'd love to see that. I hate to say it. It's like the worst part of my character, but I'd love to sit across from her at Thanksgiving when she was like, you know, 20, 21.
Oh.
And everything's moving.
It's all going. I mean especially, you want her hungry,
buttering her toast while she's drinking and smoking. Really zipping around.
Do you think you'd show off? I mean, if you had four legs and four arms.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you'd show off, right?
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't you?
I would think so, yeah.
I mean, she, you know, juggling.
Yeah, everything. I mean, things moving in all directions. And limbs.
She's the hands-down tennis champ every year.
You couldn't beat her.
Right. Oh, I'd love to see that. All right, here's the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.